The British and ANZAC, the Australian and New Zealand Army Corps, carried 303 short magazine Lee Enfield rifles, accurate and powerful weapons capable of firing 15 rounds a minute, and the troops were trained in a rapid-fire technique that was especially deadly to a charging foe. When the Germans first experienced this rapid fire on the Western Front in the opening battles of the war, they thought the British had machine guns instead of rifles. Meanwhile, the French contingent included both native Frenchmen and colonial troops from Senegal, some of whom already had combat experience and carried model 1886 Lebel rifles. Though it was an accurate weapon, it was not capable of the Lee Enfield's rapid fire. It had an 8-round clip with a slow reloading time due to its tubular magazine, which set the rounds nose to tail. Reloading too vigorously could lead to one round striking the primer of the one ahead of it, yielding disastrous results. Still, it was a reliable weapon when handled correctly, and saw much service through most of the war. In the first stage of the campaign, the troops were well-equipped and had good morale, but this was not to last. On the Ottoman side, the troops were under the overall command of Otto Liemann von Sanders, head of the German military mission. For a time, he led the Turkish campaign in the Caucasus before being transferred to command the Ottoman Fifth Army on the Gallipoli Peninsula, overlooking the northern side of the Dardanelles. Unlike Hamilton, he kept his subordinates under firm control, but also trusted them to act on their own initiative. He had several experienced German and Turkish officers beneath him, most notably Lieutenant Colonel Mustafa Kemal, who would later be known as Atatürk, the founder of the modern Turkish Republic. The Western perception that the Ottoman army was outdated and disorganized was true.